We got lucky. We came across this a little while ago, but it's VHS dating tapes from the 80s, a dating service whereby people would go in and they're trying to find love. Somebody would record them, ask some questions about why people should date them, and they put on VHS and they would send it around in this group. And then if you got a match, you say, hey, so-and-so wants to go out with you, blah, blah, blah. And somebody found these tapes and have put clips of them online. Today we have a guy named Skip to set the scene. He's probably in his 60s. His shirt is unbuttoned down to his navel, pretty much. You can tell he probably used to be in shape, but he has man boobs now, and he keeps doing this thing where he's flexing them. He's like, boom, 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 boom. Like,
oh,
him.
No.
And you decide for yourself.
My name is Theodore Skip Wormsley, U.S. Army 3rd Infantry, retired. Was medically retired because of some non-medical issues, some drug-related issues.
Cleaned
up my.
So he's medically retired for non-medical issues for drugs.
Out. Oh, right. Boy.
Probably wouldn't have admitted that on tape.
Leave that out.
That is not an attraction for
me. Right?
Nope. Act. Moved out here to the West Coast looking for the woman of my dreams. Like I said, they call me the worm for a reason. You know,
they call me the worm.
Worm.
Yeah.
Not just a mustache, but for a nickel, you can ride it. So,
can't be true.
It's true.
Oh,
Skip.
Good one, Skip.
I've noticed probably about 25% of the men that I've seen on some of the things we're going to play for you, most of them, they say weird stuff. About 25% go perv.
Okay.
Yeah.
Big, big boob guy. Well, I can do push-ups all day, with or without a partner. Keep pumping. Three words to describe myself. Hostile, mobile, and agile. I believe
in love. He's kind of funny. Idiot. This guy.
At first sight. I believe that something like love needs to be developed over the first few hours of a relationship. Where you show that you're financially stable and that you know how to handle your business in a sack. Do I believe in a soulmate? No, I do not. I'm strictly a Caucasian dater. Hot oils. Strong thumbs. Hawaiian music. These are all things that... touch me at a level of frequency.
This guy's weird.
That I first experienced in a small Quonset hut. Get a little emotional thinking about it, but I'm going to need a minute.
Oh, gosh.
If a genie said, hey, Skip, here's three wishes. What do you want? A couple
of
I have a family.
A couple boobs.
Oh,
he said the T word.
Got it.
And then he didn't say anything else.
Just that. That's all he wanted. That. Just three wishes.
Currently... I'm packing downstairs, ladies. That's what makes me different.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Okay. You could tell, like, the guy interviewing him was, like, talking between, like, I don't know if you can, this, I don't know.
You got anything else you want to say?
He said something else, and he's like, nope, that's it.
Sounds like a real catch.
I will tell you, I bet you, the social norms have changed now. I bet you that was fairly common to act like that in the 80s.
Yeah, act probably. Like that, but I think it was also fairly common to not find that attractive.
Right. Yes.
You know?
But I think the way guys were was a little bit more pervy. And if you notice, a lot of guys had mustaches.
Yeah.
That's coming back now, but...
Yeah, the mustache is coming back.
It is, yeah.
How do you feel about that, Katie?
I would rather it be connected to a beard.
Right.
As opposed to just a mustache.
I think it works if you're in your early 20s. Because it's almost ironic.
Yes, I could see that.
There's a guy that works... game on. Mm-hmm. He looks like
I know who you're talking about.
I call him Benson. It looks like Benson Boone.
There's actually two guys that have it.
Does that mean it's not fully, it's like not fully in?
No,
it's his just mustache.
It's kind of like Benson Boone's mustache. Okay. And I was like, oh, what's up, Benson? I don't even know his name.
Well, one guy has a full blown one.
Yeah, I've seen that guy.
I don't think it looks that bad though. I
can pull it off.
Yeah.
Still will always just remind me of some of my best friend's dads who had mustaches.
Yeah.
You know?
The most, yeah.
But it also takes a certain face to be able to pull it off.
Oh, I agree.
And don't even think about growing it out if it comes in sparsely.
No.
Don't even.
No, not at all. All right, we have new VHS dating tapes. We have another one tomorrow, and we have men and women, and they get more and more bizarre with some of the things these people were looking for in the 80s.
I wish that we had the follow-up to find out if these people found love.
I know. I thought I saw one. They had it was a split screen, and it was like, is that lady that the jazzercising and the cottage cheese one? I'm like, oh my gosh, they found her. And I was like, she looks better now. No, it was a lady just saying what the lady was saying verbatim at the same time. I was like, this is weird.
One of those videos.
Yeah, I'm like, oh.
Okay.
Clickbait. Got me.
Well, I think by now they'd probably be in their 80s and 90s.
Yeah, so they're probably.
And not Skip. He was 60 back then.
Yeah, that dude's been dead for a minute.
Rest in peace, Skip.
Yes. He's a character for sure.